On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 22, Johannesburg se maximum vandag is 24.
Stationary vehicle N1 south at the Rigel Avenue off ramp. A stationary vehicle N1 south at the ramp from Gordon Road. And another stilstaande motor in sight, and that is at the ramp to Brakfontein Road.
Ons begin in Melbourne, Johannesburg, waar die ondersoek na 'n dodelike taxi-skietery voortduur. Twee mense is dood. Een van die oorledenes is 'n hooggeplaaste amptenaar van die Alexandra Randburg Midrand Taxi-vereniging. Hy is saam met sy lyfwag na bewering doodgeskiet, die polisie se Dimokatso Nebohwe.
And still on the scene while the vehicles after the victim was shot, he lost control of the vehicle causing an accident and two civilians were injured but not severely injured, but they were taken to hospital for medical attention.
Daardie klank te danke aan die SAIK. Die Madlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek het skokkende beweringe gehoor dat senior polisiebeamptes en 'n kabinetsminister moontlik ingemeng het in ondersoeke wat verband hou met die vermeende onderwêreldfiguur Vusi Kertmatlala. Getuie C het vandag sy getuienis hervat aan Nasie Mogopo berig.
Witness C, who is testifying partially in camera, told the commission that Matlala boasted about his connections with Police Minister Senzo Mchunu, his suspended deputy Shadrack Sibiya, and controversial businessman Brown Mokgosi. According to the officer, Matlala claimed the trio helped him trace the identities of investigators who raided his Pretoria home in December using so-called grabber technology to access SAPS information systems. He further alleged that Matlala was advised by these officials to open false cases against the team that searched his property, accusing them of stealing luxury watches and electronics. Anastasia Mogopo for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
Die parlementêre arakomitee wat korrupsie in die strafregstelsel ondersoek, kan moontlik sy sperdatum van 28 November misloop. Getuienisleier Norman Arendse sê sommige getuies sal skriftelik verklarings wees. Sittings hervat weer volgende week. Die Satswane se departement van nooddienste maan inwoners om versigtig te wees met swaar reën wat vandag in groot dele van Gauteng verwag word. Die Suid-Afrikaanse weerdiens sê het 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir donderstorms uitgereik. Die woordvoerder van nooddienste, Nana Gedewekiba.
Possible impacts of severe thunderstorms include having heavy downpours that may lead to localized flooding, especially in low-lying areas and on vulnerable roads. Large amounts of small hail over open areas, damaging winds and excessive lightning, which may result in structural fires.
Nog nies uit die buiteland oorstromings in Vietnam het hierdie week ten minste 10 mense se lewens geëis. 8 ander word vermis. Meer as 128.000 huise in 5 sentrale provinsies is ook oorstroom. En die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump en sy Chinese ambtsgenoot Xi Jinping het ooreengekom om die handelsoorlog tussen hul lande te beëindig. Dit na grootskaalse ontwrigting op wêreldmarkte. Washington sal sommige tariewe verlaag en Beijing het onderneem om voort te gaan met die lewering van kritieke seldsame aardmetale. Action al September, meer nuus om 3:00.